Skulljack.
Ayo, pals, they're doing, and welcome to Skulljack. This episode is the Stockport Intercity Friendly, which, for those uninitiated, is a tourney held every 6 months, the winner getting the joy of hosting the next one, and the rights to call themselves the ultimate meta in the UK. Team Huddersfield have attended all but one, and every time we seem to do okay, so why not try our luck again? All factions have to be represented, including one mini faction. I got the pleasure of the mini-mini, Wayland, of course, being an honorary mini-faction. So I brought Government Takeover Jemison, because I've got balls of steel, and an Apex deck of my own design. I'll provide the links to both in the description. The Jemison deck's main win con is install Government Takeover, advance, advance, sack two false leads, advance, 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 score. It did have backup plans, but I never really intended to use them. Apex was, instead of exclusive parties, I added Deuces Wild, Build Script, and Peace in Our Time, complete with Heat Suite. Seemed to be pretty good. It's definitely the strongest Apex deck I've ever used. Tom brought some Flavour of Friend Coats and regular Timmy J Wiz. Steven brought Standard Leela and Turtlebacks NEH. Joey Back's version, I believe, with Dean bringing his resource Haley list and a PU deck with no real win con, just net damage. Lots of net damage. We recorded after the first round. No, we recorded after the second round, catching up on how everyone is doing, and we recorded in the car on the way home. Now, I know all podcasts seem to do the old, "Oh, sorry for the audio quality." But seriously, recording in a moving car, going on the motorway, is not a good idea. But we did it anyway. And I've tried to fix it up, but EQ can only do so much. But whatever, you've been warned. Let me just hit up the housekeeping. If you want to get in contact with the cast, you can! At skulljackcast@gmail.com, on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Just type in the lovely word Skulljack, and we're bound to show up. So without any further waiting, here is episode 18, Stockport Intercity Friendly.
Right, boys, we've finished. Leave it on the fly, you fucking idiot.
I thought the whole thing was that you wanted to leave it on the table.
Just don't tap the table. That's a all good right. Point, though.
Right, yeah, all right.
Cheers, Stephen, for remembering. Right, so we finished round two. How are you doing, Dean?
I'm on a win and a split.
Win and a split?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Stephen?
Split and a split.
Tom?
Split and a split.
And I'm on a win and a loss. Winning this,
yeah. Yeah, winning a loss.
So we were, just on table one. We're not going to be on table one anymore.
No.
Somehow, you, Hayden, were our best in the first round on Apex and in Jemison.
On the mini-mini. Yeah. Somehow.
Somehow that happened.
Against Whitaker as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you managed
that. I'm not sure how you managed
that.
Neither
do I.
What was Whitaker on?
It was on Geist and...
Blue Sun.
That was it.
I was on 2 points. He was on six. I won.
Apex always likes to see Wayland across the table, though.
It's not, yeah, a lot of end the runs.
A lot of end the runs that you can easily deal with.
I was playing Railgun second round, and I could prevent like 27 damage, and that's not even an overestimate. I was like, I ran click two, saw boom,
yep.
And I was like, oh, okay, I'm just not going to run again until I have 21 face down cards.
Pretty much.
And that's exactly what I did. Got mid seasons a couple of times, got hard hitting news, didn't really matter. He eventually scored out behind an IP block as I ran out of money.
Yeah. That's kind of Apex is always a big problem. He just eventually runs out of steam and money.
Good games, though.
They look pretty tense, though.
Yeah, any memorable moments for you guys?
Well, so far, I've played against two prison decks.
Nice.
Great.
That was fun.
Not very memorable.
Taste of your own medicine.
Yeah. Are they the games you've lost?
No, I won one of them because I'm playing Wizard.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice.
You're playing, what, RP Alcatraz to begin with?
I beat
just
careful. Played whack-a-mole a bit. And
yeah, careful
found
running.
A regenerating table. And then I was one credit short of beating Hot Tubs.
One credit?
One also. Credit. You had a medium on the board with six counters on it.
NAPD?
No.
Ran to R&D. having just parasited a tour guide, he raised another tour guide.
Oh my god.
Which cost me 6 credits to get through. I had 2 credits left.
Okay.
He raised Spiderweb. The third card in RB was a 3-point. I was already 6 points.
Tough.
Last knot.
Yeah. Any memorable moments for you, Dean?
I mean, it was just 2 games, really. I played against ETF and... I can't remember what he ran against me with, actually. I don't know. ETF and Wizard, that was it. There we go. It was a very slow death for the Wizard as I'm playing PU. He died eventually.
Yeah.
I just... Neither of us could get the right pieces for our decks in my runner game. And so it was just a big money off until eventually I... filled out my board and won. Timed win, unfortunately. I think I would have gone on to take it, but you know, what can you do?
Yeah.
It's what I get for playing 2 slow decks.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well. My deck's quite slow.
Yeah.
Steven. Then, oh no, you got me.
Oh yeah, yeah. In the second game, it was just PU against somebody with a net shield, so that made me cry.
Yeah.
And I was playing Shaper against the Rush deck and had my tutor early on, so sort of just locked down his remote pretty easily.
Is he playing next design?
Any particular reason? Beats me.
Speed.
I don't know why he just wouldn't play ATF.
He's got imagination.
He has balls, apparently.
He doesn't like winning.
Well,
also change. That.
I just wish I'd brought Geist today.
Yeah.
I've been so out of practice with Leela that I can't remember how to play Leela. I only missed 1 trigger in 2 games. Did pretty much cost me the game though, because it was the piece of ice of a HQ that I definitely could have bounced and then just ran through an account siphoned. But today, account siphoned and face planted an Enigma, and then I was like, shit, I should have bounced that. And then Leela played against PU, which even with 3 strikes is still really sad, because Criminal hates Kakugo.
Did you?
Kakugo is just... He had Kakugo on his scoring server and then R&D and HQ as well. So it's just wherever you're going, you're losing cards.
Excellent.
I mean, it's just really strong because it's got attacks on it that isn't in the run and that you can't break.
Yeah. There's no way around it apart from just killing the ice. And obviously that's only really... an arch bag. Shaper can get around it because they're not so worried because they're probably running Levy. But Criminals, unless you're like Geist, it's just... you just don't have enough cards in your deck to be able to survive the whole game. Unless you play incredibly slowly. But even then, they're just going to put things behind ice and you go...
Or you get up to a blazing star.
Yeah, if you get God's hand to begin with, yeah, sure, you might have a chance. But even then, it's still a case of...
Yeah, you need siphon medium. Like,
yeah.
I think you need to be digging really hard whilst they can't afford to res there or use their snares.
Yeah, well, that's... Yeah, but it's that point, though, that like, they can just... Corpse can easily get to 3-4 credits these days, so it's not... It's kind of hard to say, oh, yeah, we just need to get them down to 3 credits and they can't use a snare, but when they're sitting pretty at, like, 15 credits, it's not very easy to do that, especially when they've got Hocker size on all 3 of their servers as well.
There's a look of disgust on Steven's face.
It just makes me sad. I was really hoping not to play against a BU deck with Leela today, and I did. But hopefully I can...
Yeah, feed him to Apex.
I know, that's the thing. But my NEH deck hasn't lost a game yet.
Cool.
Played against... what was it first? I played against an Adam deck in the last round, and then in the first round I played against Congress Kate, which just was not fast enough. Just he couldn't contest the board today. He was trashing the right things. Like, against that deck, you trash the Sensi, you trash the Sand, you don't worry about anything else. Like, you don't have enough money or time to trash everything, so just trash the important stuff. He had a Sackcon and a Clot out, which I managed to get rid of because I just installed 15 minutes on Sansan, got him to Clot, and then got rid of the Sackcon somehow. But then later on I had to double purge with 2 CBSs to be able to score out the last agenda. But
you did what you needed to do.
That deck kind of just plays itself. Like, even against Wizard, you just keep putting things out. Like, it's ridiculous how many... I think you can create... you can install 5... assets or 5 new servers in 1 turn. If you go install, gain a Jeeves clip, friends for 2 more servers, and it just makes obscene amounts of money. Even with just 1 turtle back to go, it just makes ridiculous amounts of money.
Cool.
But I think I'm enjoying NEH at the moment. I don't know if I'll in the future I'll be taking that into the Palana tournaments. I do quite like that Palana, but I think NEH is more expected, so people are going to be teching against it more. But I don't know. I can't think where we're going to be ranking in terms of the other tables at this point, so we'll have to see.
I think we'll be third or fourth at this point.
I think we're probably going to be table three or four. I would hope three.
Just a quick note on tech. I don't know how important tech is when you're playing such an oppressive deck. Like, what tech is there really that... I mean, slums?
But you say that, you played an added deck against me, and it had... You put down Scrub of Slums turn one, and you gave that... You were basically just killing a card a turn, which...
What's the likelihood of me seeing those two 1 of 45 cards in my opening hand?
The better answer against that deck is Smash R&D. Yeah. It runs 11, 12 agendas?
11 agendas, 8 pieces of ice.
Get a medium deck, run R&D every turn.
I say 8 pieces of ice, it's more like 6, because 2 of them are pop-ups, 3 of them are wraparounds. I've got...
Archangel.
One Archangel, one Tolbooth, and a Cobra.
Yeah. Part of the issue is how taxing those pieces of ice are.
Like, I mean, wraparound is a gear check until they get paperback, and then it's completely dead. It does not tax at all.
And the rest of it, well, you Parasifa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think originally
the deck had 2 Archangel in it, but I swapped one of them for a Tolbooth because it's good. And I'm happy to pay the extra 4 credits, because 4 credits in that deck is not really that much difference when you've got 2 Mumba and all the money in the world. But I don't know, we'll have to see how it goes. We just need to get them some good matchups.
We need to get some wins.
We do need to get some wins. You need to try and score a government takeover, Hayden.
I need to not fall asleep next round. But I will score a government takeover.
You will
guaranteed.
Score. You score a government takeover, I'll try and win a game with Leela.
Excellent. And that should see us through. Because Tom's going to double win, because you're the best player.
And you've got the
memes. Steve's going to get lucky.
Yeah.
Because he's got the memes. Steven's going to step up his game.
Yeah. I'm going to. My NEH is going to win, because it's NEH. It's just a good deck, and it kind of plays itself. And Leela actually great. Requires a modicum of skill.
Well, and I'm going to cheat to win.
Shh, don't say that. You're recorded. Although they won't hear this until after the tournament, so it doesn't make a difference.
True.
I don't think that's really the attitude, Steve.
It's fine. I've apparently been caught cheating on camera anyway. And Hayden even highlighted it.
I made a little montage.
Yeah, Hayden did a little montage with some doo-doo-doo music going on as well.
What kind of music did I use?
It was like doo-doo-doo. Something like that. It was
now the new music. I'm going to make that the intro theme.
You're just going to cut that out.
Welcome to Skulljack.
We're just going to come round and just go.
You're doing enough now, mate.
you can filter all this background music, it's fine.
Nah, it adds to it.
It adds to the ambiance.
Yeah, that's it. Right. So,
good talk, lads.
Yeah, good. Right. Advice for everybody.
Come on, positive attitude.
Okay, guys.
Score agendas if you're the court.
Oh, yeah.
Steal agendas if you're the runner.
That's a good advice.
Don't die.
Yeah, don't die.
Only don't die if you're the runner. We've got to separate these.
Yeah.
What about as a comp?
Don't be milled.
Don't get milled. Yeah. That being said, you did well to beat a Max DLR deck.
Yeah.
But still. Yeah. Steal agendas, score agendas,
don't
die.
Use your architect.
Try not to run through architect.
How else do I do get through architect? That's my
question. Hopes and dreams?
I've got MK Ultra.
Oh, yeah, I've got it. And that's only what? Three credits to break architect?
That's not so bad. It's fine.
It's about as much as. That is cheaper than what I pay, because I use better.
Yeah, it's as good as Mongoose, so. Hey, wake up.
Okay, yeah.
Come on, go get yourself a coffee.
I will.
Or another monster. I don't know why you can't drink 2 monsters in a day, or does it just make you too jittery?
I don't know. I think I'll just be shaking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or just pooping a bit too much.
Nah. I don't. Let's stop this goddamn recording. Say bye, recording.
Bye, recording.
Oh, bye, recording.
So, yeah, Edinburgh was shit.
So I got swept, then Styx I swept, and I swept the last one.
So, Dean, you were talking about how great Haley did.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
I mean, I don't know what more there is to say. It just won most of its games, except for that split, which was discussed earlier. Yeah. I won every other game, best one.
So it's the super resource heavy here.
It's got a lot of resources.
Yeah. It's the evolution of pitchforks.
Yeah, I've tried to bring it back, I guess.
Yeah, seems to be working.
Aaron, May Aaron, sort of helps against the troubles that it had initially, as well as All Seeing Eye just not really being seen anymore.
No,
yeah, that's true.
Because it was devastating to lose sort of 3 and 4 resources in the early game, which could easily happen if they just slapped a breaking news behind a piece of ice and never advanced it. And now that that's gone away, I think there's a space opened up again for it.
Cool.
I think notable games was just my complete ability to destroy rush decks.
Oh, nice.
I came against a couple of rush decks.
Nullified them.
One of them was a Jemison. It seemed to be quite rushy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it was necessarily a rush deck, but it was quick. Whose opening turn was putting a ice wall and an agenda behind it, and an atlas, and then another piece of ice on R&D. My opening turn was modded out a lady, trigger, install, cyber cipher on that server, run it. It was an ice wall. Score that agenda. And then from there, what did they do? From there, what do they do? When they've got... unfortunately for them, it wasn't a hostile that they had just a score off the bat. So they couldn't fast advance. I've got 2 breakers out. They couldn't put anything in that remote to score it. I don't know what the correct solution is. And then the ability to just power play off of Stimhack, an artist colony, to find R&D interfaces.
You only got the 1 Stimhack, haven't you? But you used it a few times.
I run 2 Stimhacks.
Oh, you've run 2? Nice.
Yeah. And that was actually something that I found in my game against Edinburgh, was having to... I mean, I fucked up and I lost it. But having 2 Stimhacks, I was able to Stimhack once on R&D to pull out my breakers, Stimhack a second time to pull out 2 R&D interfaces, or 1 and 1 from hand, like. Just puts you in such a good position to start winning the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what makes it strong.
Yeah, it seems good.
You can just choose a server and count the shit out of it.
Well,
I think the only thing it struggles with, or struggled with in the previous iteration, was MBN decks that run IP block, and that's a lot of MBN decks.
Yeah.
So I put a lady in there to complement the NT.
Yep.
Chameleon.
Lady breaks in for what? Credit and
a credit and
credit
counter.
And counter.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
That
to answer your question of he's got an ice wall as a scoring server, and you've got a cyber cipher and a lady out. The only
server.
Build a new server with a code guy in it. That's the only real option at that point.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's only a temporary solution, but that's the best option at that point.
Yeah.
In my experience with Jemison, you just need your hostiles.
Yeah.
From there, you can do anything.
Yeah.
So it sounds like how many games did you Haley win?
4 out of 5.
4. Yeah.
4. Nice.
It dropped 1, and like I said, it was a mistake. I can't say how it would have gone because it was over very quickly. But
wait, which was the one you lost?
Edinburgh.
Oh, so, I was sitting next to you and I saw Seamus score out an atlas from on the table, and then he scored out a Beale on the table, you hadn't set up at all. I was like, yeah, no, that's going to be pretty difficult for Dean.
That wasn't the issue. I could have definitely come back, but what happened was I got greedy, decided that I wanted Aaron, May Aaron counters. So my first turn on a turn where he'd got a piece of ice and an install advanced card, turned out to be a GFI, was to play daily casts and trigger to install Aaron, May Aaron. The 5 credits was, it turned out to be too much because he rested Enigma and I'd already got my Cyber Cipher out. So the only way that I could break it was Atman, which I just used too much of my money. And so I face planted Enigma. Losing the click was it was over from there. I think the solution is put back in Chameleon.
Chameleon
seems
good.
Probably drop the sharpshooter for it because I don't.
Seems good.
Did you actually use your sharpshooter?
Not once.
Right, yeah.
It's not necessary.
Well, because I think with sharpshooter, it's the kind of thing where you're just face planting stuff and it's like, well, let's just run and find out. Whereas I think that deck is very much it evolves to the board state that it's encountering, so you're not throwing out a one-shot solution for many things. You're like, unless it's something incredibly bad, but at that point, if you're having to deal with a piece of ice you've just face planted and you need to deal with it there and then, and then jack out, you've probably done something wrong anyway.
Yeah.
But generally, when you're encountering ice, you've either got the solution to it already on the table, or you're putting a permanent solution in front of the corp, saying, well, you've just rezzed that, but now I've got a permanent solution.
Well, yeah, and that's it. The more I think about it, the more that I think any time that I would install a sharpshooter, why aren't I installing... Why am I not installing an Atman?
Sure.
Yeah. Because it doesn't have a dedicated killer, though, does it?
It doesn't have a...
dedicated killer.
No, it's a shit.
Well, I mean, it's got... Fem.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah. That goes some way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
So it sounds like Beth did really well.
Beth.
So I keep calling her Beth. Haley did really well. But PU, maybe not so much?
I mean, my two losses were both against stealth smoke decks that found their net shields.
Okay.
It's not an immediate loss, but it slows things down a lot. Neurals become half a net damage.
Yeah.
And you have to have two, otherwise you do nothing. And I don't know, how else do I reliably do net damage? I mean, Kakugo and Hokusai? Well, that means I've got to...
score it.
Yeah. It means I've got to double stack Kakugo because they can just trash the Hokusai when they access, so it's going to shoot only once. I don't know. It slows the deck down enough that if they get it early, probably as good as game.
Fair enough.
What is that next shot?
Yeah.
Get it early. Yeah, that's fair enough.
There's only so long the deck can go for.
Well, yeah, the other deck doesn't really do anything.
Anything at all.
It's not really... Yeah, so if they can prevent net damage, which is all the deck is actually doing,
yeah,
you've lost.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I saw quite a few... There seemed to be a lot of that sort of flavour of PU deck around today, which is just, it sits back, it gains money, it builds a board state, but it doesn't actually do anything, and it relies on the runner poking for it to do its net damage. So you're running, you're hitting Hokusai, you're hitting Kakugos, you're getting pinged by a House of Knives and things like that. But ultimately... its win condition is just milling out the runner and hopefully, and then at that point, getting them down to no cards in hand, and then either getting them in a situation where they're forced to run a fetal, or they're forced to run a snare, or you're just going to double EMP them for the kill. But
or in one case, you just lock them out of every server with a Hokusai on R&D, a Hokusai on HQ, and a Kakugo over your remote, and they're all out of cards. Well, you know,
yeah. It works at that point.
Yeah, that's pretty disgusting.
So talking to decks that didn't do well, Stephen, your Leela.
Yep.
Didn't do too well.
I mean,
should have brought Geist.
Yeah, probably should have brought Geist, but she regained some ground at the end. She lost her first three games because I played against CTM, which I was just a bit rusty with Leela and didn't really know how to handle it. I think it's also because it's been a while since I've played a normal Ash Criminal deck. I'm so used to playing Geist, which is a different way to play Criminal. But played CTM, then played PU, which even with three M strikes is still a tough game because you're taking so much net damage. And then I played against a prison RP prison deck, which is horrible, and I actually conceded that game just to save ourselves time because I knew he got the win, but all he was doing was just grinding me at that point. That sounded weird. he was just grinding the cards out of my hand, and he was... He had like a Chiashi on R&D, which I'd already face planted. He had a DNA tracker on HQ, which I'd already face planted.
Oh my gosh.
He had a Crick on Archives.
Did you face plant him?
Yeah, but I knew it was there, and it didn't fire when he actually rezzed it, I don't think. But he had two bioethics going, and I had no way to make any money, and it got to a point where I was just like, no, there's no point in us continuing this game, because you will win. But it's going to take us another 15 minutes for it to happen. But
yeah. So on the other side, then, your corp did really well.
Yeah, I say it's my corp.
It's a corp.
It's a corp that I was using. It was just standard Joey backs. I think I pulled the list from when he ran. He ran it at the Aldershot Store Championship and won that one. So I just threw in a Nas-X like he suggested and switched out one of the Archangels for a toll booth. But yeah, he didn't drop a game all day.
Nice.
I will say, I did play Adam twice, which does make it a little easier. But even then, he still can...
His HQ interface could be a problem.
Exactly. Just even like just sticking a wraparound over HQ isn't necessarily enough, and you've still got to be very aware that you can just run it, you can just jump into HQ at any time, assuming it's got always been running. That's one thing I have noticed. The early doors you can kind of keep Adam locked out, because he's only really got one of each breaker, I think, and he's got always been running as well, and that's it.
They're just generally running overmind, in my experience.
Well, you've got
I think Inti.
Yeah, Inti is one you kind of need. You've got overmind otherwise, and you've got always be running. But unless they find those, you can kind of just rush out.
Yeah, because they don't start with always be running, do they?
Generally, yeah. Against any age, most Adam players will run, find the truth, neutralise all threats, and then safety first.
That, against any deck, that tends to be...
That seems to be, yeah.
Set up.
Unless you...
Because that's why they've got two always be running in the deck.
Yeah.
And they don't have any little copies of the other one.
Yeah, the second Adam I managed to actually ping his... I managed to breaking news away his find the truth, and so he had no real way of scoring agendas as opposed to just randomly getting single accesses.
Yeah,
which made it a lot more difficult for him. And the last game though was the hardest one. I was playing against I can't remember his name now, but he was from the Oxford team, who was running a smoke deck that had at least two scrubbers and at least one slums in it.
Oh,
and he said it was teched to beat. Specifically beat Joey Bax, and he said he'd beaten Joey with that deck, and I somehow managed to beat him.
Stephen OB.
I'm quite proud of that win. I'm a bit smug about that. But it was the only time I actually built a scoring server, because I had to, because he was just running every single thing that I was putting down and slumming one thing a turn. But at that point then it just meant, because that's the balance with that deck, is that yeah, Wizard or anyone else can try and trash everything, but that means they're not building their board state. So when I played against Wizard in round four, I think it was? Yeah, round four. He was trashing anything important. He was checking pretty much every single thing. But by the time that it actually mattered, he didn't really have a board state. And so he didn't have any breakers down. Or I think he had one mimic and that was it. He didn't have anything else going on. But I'm fine with that. Because that means that, you know, I'm throwing out things every turn. I'm drawing cards and making money. But you're just spending time checking for the important stuff.
What was the ID of the person you faced round five with the deck tech to beat
it? Oh, smoke.
Smoke.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, because ultimately, against that... Because when I won, we discussed it afterwards, and I said, like, I probably... That was about the last point in the game that I could win, because after that, he was going to just keep slumming everything, every single thing I was putting on the table, and then just smashing R&D every turn, looking at 3 to 4 cards and just keeping me R&D locked, because I just can't draw through that lock.
So why was that different to playing against the Wizard? Surely that was spending as much time checking removes as the Wizard was.
I think more... Well, partly because it was a tougher game because he got slums fairly early on.
Right.
And against Wizard, he didn't see where slums at all. Mm-hmm. And so he was only checking stuff just to make sure it wasn't an agenda or correctly trashing... Because against that deck, you trash the Sensis, you trash the Sansans, and that's about it.
Jackson?
And you trash the Jacksons, yeah. But even then, I'm totally happy for you to trash a Jackson. As long as you're not removing it from the game, I'm just going to slums him back, I'm going to friends him back.
Yeah.
So there's... Especially as well, when you haven't got much in archives, and there's no point popping a Jackson as well. But I think I'm just going to stick with it for now. I do enjoy it as a deck.
I was about to ask, do you think you'd be sticking with it as your Corp deck of choice? Because you've been with Palana for a while.
I think because Palana was one of the only ones that I actually, like, the only quote-unquote fair deck that I wanted to play. But now I've given that a try. And I did used to play NBN, NEH,
yeah,
Faster Bucks.
Yeah, you played it for a while.
Yeah, so it's about as close to that as I'll get, so I'm quite happy to play that for now.
Cool.
It can be a little boring to play sometimes. If you're playing against someone who... You just know their runner doesn't really stand a chance against it. It's just a case of draw with your right, install with your left, repeat until you've won. But when they've actually got tech and they've actually can interact with you, then it becomes a lot more of an interesting game.
How does it deal with clock lock?
Multiple CVSs and a lot of recursion of CVSs.
Yeah, so you got 2 CVSs?
3 CVSs.
3?
3 CVSs.
Plus Jackson, plus friends.
Yep.
Jesus.
Yep. There was a point I played the first round. I played against Kate Congress, who had they had Clot, Clone Chip, and they had Sacrificial Construct.
Well, the Clone Chip doesn't actually make a difference.
No, but it was another way to get the Clot back. but similarly, I still had to. It was to score my penultimate agenda. I had to double CVS to break the clot lock and break the SATCOM lock as well. But at that point, it's just a case of spamming so many things out and hoping they don't hit it. But at the end of the day, if they hit a CVS with the clot on the table, that it's done its job at that point, and then you can just recur it with team sponsorship or anything else you need.
Cool. Tom, if I speak to you, will you crash the car and we'll all die?
No, I shouldn't.
Okay, right. if this ends suddenly, we know what's happened. So you brought friend coats. How'd that go for you?
2-3. Not great. Lost quite a lot of top decking, I say that. I think I lost two games to being top decked in R&D. One was 4 agendas on single R&D accesses.
Wow. That sucks.
Against and that's Leo not in one well. Turn, that's just throughout the game.
Throughout the game.
4 accesses from R&D, 4 agendas. Yeah. Ugh.
Lost another game flooded against Alila, which. There was no way I should have won that game, but.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, you won that game when
no,
you.
No, I didn't.
If
he hadn't had his decoder in hand, I'd have won it. So he won it on his last available click.
So no other real memorable moments from friend goals?
I played against the smoke.
Yeah.
I had a Sandberg sat on plus 10.
Yep.
Yeah, that'll do.
That's
it.
That's nice.
Yep, that'll do it.
So what about runner then?
Again, 2-3. I think that was just lack of practice. I think I lost at least 2 games to misplays. Just
really?
I'm not
You're playing Wizard,
aren't
you?
Yeah. Wizards, Sifisite.
I lost...
Temujin.
Yeah. Yeah. Rig ass Wizard at this point.
I lost one game because I was short of 1 credit.
Oh. Which you're not bitter about at all, are you?
Why would you be? what was that then?
That was against... Oh, God. That was against...
Was that against Hot Tubs?
Hot Tubs.
Yeah.
It was Newcastle, right, I think?
Yes. With my ETF, I managed to beat DLR Max, which was quite fun.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Though he did very kindly give me 2 Jacksons. Off an architect.
Oh, yeah, because he misplayed so bad, because he let an architect fire, both of them triggered, and then you got 2 Jacksons back with it.
Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful.
That's a bit of a fuck-up on his part.
So that was fine. I played against a Joey Bax and got a really slow start.
That doesn't sound like the start you need.
Nope. No, nowhere near. There's another game that I've lost, but I can't remember what happened.
Yeah, it's tough to remember.
Yeah, but it's been a long day,
isn't it,
running?
Yeah, so just a bit.
It's a bit meh for you.
Yeah.
But I mean, at the end of the day...
You got wins, though.
Yeah, you got some wins. I remember at the end of the day, you have been out of the game for 2 weeks, which doesn't sound like a lot, but...
I thought you were being sarcastic, then.
No, because he hasn't played Netrunner in 2 weeks, and that's...
Probably a bit longer.
Probably a bit longer
It's
as well,
probably
yeah.
3 weeks since I played. But yeah,
And considering you haven't played that HB deck in months.
Yeah.
Because it was either take that or take Hasty. And the Hasty is undoubtedly more fiddly to play.
Yeah, and I just didn't have them.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Game head.
Hayden, how many governments did you take over?
I took over 2 governments.
Yeah, you conquered Mars twice.
Yes, boy. I can't remember if I talked about it before the break. I can't remember if I took over any governments before.
No, I don't think you took over any governments in the first 2 games.
3 and 5?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I rushed the first game.
Oh, because you did the thing. You did the double false lead. Did you? In the third game?
No, the first game I just rushed out agendas,
game 3,
I think.
Yeah, we were playing Edinburgh.
Yeah, no, but the first game I just rushed, then I lost, and then I did the government takeover. That was just have a hostile ready, 2 false leads on the board, which I just scored behind some ice. And then I just frantically drawing with Jackson to find government takeover. Once I've found it, try to look calm. And
keep a poker face.
Keep a poker face. I can't remember what he was doing. I think I kept checking the ice on R&D to be like to act like I was scared so that it might check R&D because obviously the game was in HQ. Whatever, he does some other things and then install advance, sack 2 false leads, advance, go
government takeover.
Yeah.
And then I lost, and then a government takeover again. But this time I had a hostile, two false leads. Again, I'd scored them behind some ice, rushing behind a spider web, I think, against Wizard. And then I found an Atlas. So I either motioned it or installed advanced it. I can't remember if I protected it by some ice. Regardless, I had a counter on the Atlas, which I used to find the government takeover. But he actually, it was very scary because he was mediuming me at the time. And like his final medium was for five cards, which I kind of just had to let go through because he still had two clicks left, so he could have checked my hand, so I couldn't just pull the government takeover either and try and get it out of there, or he might have gone for it. He didn't go for it. Mistakes were made. Stall advance. Sack two false leads. Advance. I can't believe the combo worked twice. I'm honestly in shock. Like, I played six games with that deck, and three of them I've done the false lead combo. What's that about?
That's pretty good.
That shouldn't happen.
That's a 50% jank rate.
Do you think the deck holds up at all, or is it pure jank?
It's definitely jank. But we'll only get stronger the more Jemison cards get released.
That's true.
Did you use Sacrifice?
No, I didn't use Sacri once.
I told you it's a shit card.
It's in there to convert extra hostiles into false leads. That's purely what it's there for.
Yeah, that's actually fine.
Yeah.
Because ultimately you want to be scoring your false leads more than your...
Yeah, and your hostiles are easy, so you just convert them into a false lead.
Yeah. Just make sure you hold on to one hostile so you can still win the game.
Of course.
Yeah.
Do you think a more rush, less government takeover version of the deck is stronger?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I feel
it's
like
hard
that,
to say.
That deck is still going to be... I don't know how less janky it will be, but once Red Planet Couriers comes out...
Which one's that?
It's the triple move all advancement counters to one card.
Oh, God.
Cost you 5 credits, 3 clicks, move all advancement counters to one card, so you can biotic combo out.
I thought that was success, Audacity. Isn't it one of their words?
No. No, Red Planet is move all advancement counters...
I did think that was success.
Audacity is play if you've got 3 cards in HQ, trash all cards in HQ, advance 2 cards up to 2 times. And then success is sack an agenda, spend 3 clicks, specifically advance a card X times. X is the advancement requirement of the agenda you just sacked. Yes, and then you get Jemison on top.
The advancement requirement.
Yes. Oh. So if you sack like a, an asteroid, whatever it's called,
meteor mining.
Yeah. You sack that, you get you advance something 5 times, and then you. Well, because it's a 5/2, you advance something 5 times, and then you get 3 Jemison counters from it.
Right. Yeah.
Ugh, that's pretty good.
Seems good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but then you've got to have scored the meteor mining.
Yeah, true. But
so with your Wayland, you can score early agendas.
So with Red Planet, you can install Biotic, Red Planet, move 9 advancement counters to your government takeover and score it out of hand.
I can't help but feel like that's a different archetype, though. I don't think that's a Jemison deck.
You're right, it didn't necessarily need to be...
Order of Nations, maybe?
Okay, why?
Because
it's 40 cards.
It's Annie's advancements.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
True, yeah.
Because
at that point, I'm using because we built it.
Because
even though it is terrible, that idea, I still have a place in my heart for that idea.
It's crap.
I know it is.
I suppose it doesn't actually work with Builder Relations because you don't want to be removing all
Well,
the
you can still use it with Jemison, just use Trickle Lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, but to get 9 counters on ice, how realistic is that?
It's not hard. I mean, when you've got, Shipment from Kaguya.
And you could use Oberth on a central.
Yeah, that's true.
Sack it, score some points, advance. Ice, maybe. I don't know. I don't like advancing ice, personally.
At that point, do you then use things like Dedication Ceremony?
I mean...
And actually,
quite possibly.
You res an ice wall for one and then put 3 counters on it?
Possibly. Yeah, well, we'll have to see. That Jemison deck's hilarious, though. Real good fun.
There's some interesting things coming out for Waylands. It's going to be an interesting sort of few months for them. Especially once... Terminal Directive comes out.
Yeah. Apex.
Yeah.
Apex wasn't quite as good as Jemison, I don't think. But overall, I mean, meh, pretty good.
How many games did you win with it?
I don't know. How many games did I win?
You won at least one. Cause
I won
watching...
at least two that I swept.
Well, you beat the French guy at the end.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember any other ones you might have won.
Yeah, I won my first game, won that one, and then...
Maybe another one?
Oh, no, I don't think I won another one with Apex. I think I lost the rest. But I was super close, definitely on one of them, where the dude was playing Railgun.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I was scared of 21 meat damage. So I installed, like, 27 cards just to be safe. Well, I think I had, like, 24 out and then a car and some other stuff. And then, like, the console itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could prevent 27 meat damage, so he built a remote and scored behind that instead. The bastard, I ran out of money. Yeah, pretty cool. Like, the Apex deck's based on the exclusive party one.
Cult of Apex.
The Cult of Apex. You just take out the exclusive parties, put in build script or whatever it's called.
Build, you had what? It was two build script, two deuces.
And three piece in our time, which is just mental. That card is awesome.
I've never seen an Apex deck with so much money.
I made so much money for myself and my opponents. We're all loving it. It was great. But it's great in Apex because you play it and then you've got so much set up to do anyway that you don't really mind.
Spending a turn not running.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you find Deuces Wild over build script in the end? Do you think it was the right call to go to 2-2? Do you think?
Yeah, 2-2 seemed fine. Build script is like, I don't even hesitate to put that underneath as a...
As a face down.
As a face down, while Deuces Wild, I kind of want to keep in hand just a little bit more.
Right.
Because you can get that value out of it, but... Meh. Yeah, I'm not sure what the right call was.
And also something that we noticed that might be an issue with the deck. What is its win condition?
Oh, yeah, it doesn't really have a win condition.
Because you can't really say that APOC is...
It's not a win condition. That's just a reset.
Yeah.
No, its win condition is single accesses.
And your luck.
And my luck, yeah. Look at the Gibson.
Oh, yeah, look at the Gibson single access.
Yeah.
Do you think there's something you can realistically do about that? I feel like influence is so tight that your best option might just be one turning wheel, and that's enough.
Considering you've got two
levies. One turning wheel's not the worst, because on that last game, I went through my deck like twice.
Yep.
And most games I'm levying, so I would find the turning wheel, hopefully. But it might get trashed to Hunting Grounds regardless.
But then equally, in that last game that we watched, I don't think I saw you run HQ or R&D.
I couldn't because of the copious amounts of net damage.
Yeah.
A turning wheel's definitely... one to add, but if you're running, if anyone listening's running exclusive party Apex, forget it, sack it off. You've got build script, you've got Deuces Wild, you've got Peace in Our Time. It's much better.
I would agree with that, especially now the build script and Peace in Our Time is out.
Yeah, like I don't know any other deck that will run build script. I can't think of one, but my Apex runs it really nice.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
It still baffles me why that card is one influence.
It's crazy how it's one influence.
Why is it one influence?
Because it's like, if you compare it to Deuces Wild, if you gain three and draw two, that's the same value.
Yeah, but Deuces Wild, you should be paying one influence for the flexibility.
Yeah.
Or you get a restricted version of it for free.
But it costs zero build script as well to play it.
Yeah, but Deuces only nets you a credit anyway.
Yeah, but you've got to have two to play. True. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, at the same time, though, they are bringing out, I think, I don't know, I'm fairly sure I saw this somewhere, they're bringing out, like...
Process automation, is it?
Yeah, which is the other side of build script, so it's gain two credits, draw a card.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
For influence as well?
For one influence as well. Zero cost, gain two credits, draw a card. One influence, neutral.
Who else, apart from Apex, is going to run these cards?
I don't know.
Sunny Matter and the two draw one.
Because it makes so much sense in Apex to run it. Because you bit of draw, a bit of cash is always good.
Yeah.
But in anyone else, it's a tough sell.
What actual faction runners are going to run?
Yeah, that's it.
It's just the minis.
the minis, that's about it.
Yeah, maybe they just support for the minis. I mean, like, Adam doesn't mind either of those.
True.
Gains him a bit of money, gains him a bit of draw. Although I suppose you don't want too much drawing Adam because you've got a low hand size, but there was a lot of Adam there today, actually. I think most
people, because that's because of the criminal Adam on Netrunner DB. And
true.
A couple of variants on it.
I saw one Sunny, which was the DLR Sunny from Oxford, and then there was your Apex. Pretty sure every other mini faction was Adam.
Yeah, I think Apex was a good shout, just purely for like the PU matchup and any kill. So, like Wayland.
Oh, yeah, because you beat David Whittaker's Blue Sun with your Apex, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, but he went on kill.
Still, no, it's more. Yeah.
That was hilarious, though. He got to 6 points and I was on two and I won. But I single accessed a hostile takeover off the top of his deck, which he could have used to win.
Oh.
That was hilarious.
Gibson luck.
Many joys were had.
I mean, I was more saying that because Apex just likes playing against Wayland.
Of the end of the run?
Well, for the kill aspect and for the end of the run aspect, is that 90% of their ice is going to say end of the run.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Well, my ears just popped.
Sorry, we are on the highest motorway in Britain or something.
Alright, I think we're pretty much down, like, wraps up everything. Yes?
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of anything else.
Drinks.
Oh, yeah,
Tom owes me two drinks. Brilliant. And say bye, Stockport.
Bye, Stockport.
Bye, Stockport.
Fuck Kakago. Fuck Kakago. Fuck Kakago. Fuck Kakago. Fuck Kakago.